Matthew chapter 18. Wrong that time there, the disciple come to Jesus and ask and say,
"Now who are the most important in the kingdom of heaven?"
Jesus called one little picnic to her and put her in the middle of them and he said,
"I tell you the truth. If you do not change and be like picnic, you will never be part of the kingdom of heaven. Anybody will humble themselves and stand like this little picnic, that the most important one in the kingdom of heaven. And anybody will welcome anyone at the early picnic sake of me, welcome me too. But if anybody do anything, if you make any of the early picnic will believe in and may do anything wrong, then it would have better for them if they tie one big heavy rock stone around their neck and throw them the bottom of the sea, make them drowned. Big trouble will come upon the people there of the world, sake of all of the things then will make people sin. Then thing then one half will come, but then one will make them come, one day in a big trouble. If your hand or your foot they make you sin, then chop it off and dash it away. It better fi cripple and live forever than figure your two hand and your two foot then and get pitch in a hell where the fire never out. And if one of your eye they make you sin, then dig it out and dash it away. You better figure one eye and live forever than figure your two eye and get pitch in a fire the hell. And see that you do not look down upon none of them leave one ya. Cause for them angel always they up the heaven front of my father face. You see, the son of man come fi look for them one will last so that he could save them. No. You do not think say if one shepherd got 100 sheep and one of them lost, you know, and left the 99 sheep on the hill and go look for the one we lost? And they tell you the truth. If you find her, you will rejoice over that one day more than the 99 will never last. Same way, when a father in a heaven no one none of the only picnic get last. Now, if one brother do you anything, tell him about it when you know the by yourself. If he listen to you, then you win your brother back. But if you no one listen, then care one or two other people along with you so that you could get two or three witness to every word where uno say. If the brother still no listen to them, then you tell the church. And if you no even want to listen to the church, then treat her like somebody who no believe in a God or like one of them thief and tax collector. And they tell you no the truth. Anything we will not allow upon earth, no allow the heaven. And anything we will not allow upon earth, we allow the heaven. And they tell you no this too. If any two of you agree down upon earth for ask for anything, my Father up the heaven will do it. Can anywhere which part two or three of my followers they meet together sake of me, I the right amongst them.
Then Peter come and said to Jesus,
"Lord, if my brother do me anything, then how much time have I forgiven? Who will have 7 times?
Jesus answered, say,
"No, not just 7 times, but 70 times 7 times. This story about the kingdom of heaven show you why you fi forgive like that. When king me want check a book then, fi see how much a servant then me hoa. When he start to figure where they me hoa, then bring in one servant where me hoa millions of dollars. He ain't couldn't pay. So the king get orders to make them sell he, and his wife, and his picnile, plus all way me ga. So that they could have me got enough money to make a pay off way me hoa. So the servant drop down by his knee front of the king, and beg and say, "Please, sir, bear patience with me now. I want to pay you back everything." Well, the king may feel sorry for her, so he pardoned the whole of the money away me ho, and let her go. But when the same servant left Fande, he meet another servant where me ho he leave the money. Well, he start to choke the man and tell him, say, "Pay me my money now." Then that servant where me ho he drop down pan fi hini and beg and say, "Please bear patience with me no? I will pay you back." But the servant refused to do it. I pitched the one with me who had the money in a jail till he pay every cent. When the rest of the king's servant then see what happened, they never like it at all. So they go tell the king all what may happen. Then the king summons the man to her and tell her, say, you wicked servant, you. I forgive you for all where you may hold me. Can you beg and plead with me? You not think, say, you shall make a mercy upon your fellow servant like how I make a mercy upon you? The king may so vex that he hand over to the warden then the jail, make them torture till he pay back every cent where he may hold. That are the same thing where my father up the heaven want do to everyone I know will not forgive your brother or sister from your heart.